You know how in the before times, people would camp out overnight to get Rolling Stones or sports playoff tickets? Well, now it's very old people sleeping in their cars in line to get a coveted COVID-19 vaccination. That's what our correspondent Tom Bonzi saw in Sequim, Washington on Thursday. The North Olympic Peninsula is one of the first places in the Northwest to expand vaccination to all seniors age 70 and over.
Elderly drivers put their cars in line way before dawn for the opening day of a first-come, first-served drive-through COVID vaccination clinic. At sunrise, the line of cars stretched over a mile from a city park through the town and out onto Highway 101. Sequim police officers started turning people away and telling them to come back another day, even before the first of 600 vaccine doses was injected.
Okay, keep that muscle nice and relaxed for me. You're going to feel a poke.
Beverly Teal and her husband got in line at 1:30 a.m.
It's a big relief. I didn't realize that it was so much pressure, but I'm so excited and I feel relieved. I'm surprised. Even just getting the first shot, I feel, wow, there is another part to life after this.
Teal got her first of two shots of the Moderna vaccine on the first day. All people aged 70 and older qualified for the free inoculation in this popular retirement haven. The Washington Department of Health says to expect this next phase of the vaccine rollout to begin statewide in the next few days. The Sequim area got a head start on mass vaccination because the Jamestown Sklallam tribe got a sizable allocation of COVID vaccine. Brent Simkowski is the tribe's health director. He says the Jamestown Family Health Clinic set up this drive-through site to support the wider community at high volume. Everyone should do this, he says.
For us, it's let's get out there and vaccinate people. We're tired of talking about it. We're tired of hearing about all the rules about whether you got to be 70 or 65 or on a full moon, this or that. It's like, just get over here and get in your car and roll up your sleeves. We're going to start vaccinating.
In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown says everyone 65 and older and all teachers should qualify for the shots beginning January 23rd, now that more doses are on the way. Brown enlisted the Oregon National Guard to help with logistical support on vaccine distribution. In Washington state, progress vaccinating the initial priority group of healthcare workers, first responders, and nursing homes varies from place to place. In Bellingham, the Whatcom County Health Department's Erica Lautenbach estimates it could be a few weeks yet before people age 70 plus get their turn in her county.
This is not for lack of administration. It's not for lack of healthcare providers that are ready and able to provide vaccine. This is We are moving at the pace we are based on the supply.
Nice and loose. There you go. You'll feel a poke. Doing okay?
I didn't feel a thing.
That's amazing.
Seniors in Sequim, Washington didn't seem to mind their hours-long waits once they got their shot in the arm. Again, Jamestown Health Director Brent Simkowski.
That even though you still got to go through a second dose and you got to wait 2 weeks after the second dose, that you finally sense that there's some hope. Like I said, that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And this is a very happy bunch right now. I mean, even the last car in line, I walked up there, the last car in line is very happy. And I said, you're going to be waiting here for like 4 hours.
Sheila Martin's 76-year-old husband camped overnight in their van to secure a place at the head of the drive-through vaccination line.
You know, we'll still continue to be cautious, but I think it'll make me relax a little bit more about going out, even to go to Costco or Safeway. It's made me nervous.
Martin says she can't wait to travel again and give normal long hugs to her grandchildren now that she's vaccinated. At the same time, she says she recognizes that mask wearing, social distancing, and all the rest will be with us for months more until virus transmission goes way down and the region approaches some level of herd immunity. I'm Tom Bonzi in Sequim, Washington.